Soil education and soil management is one of the fundamental skills that farmers need to take on board as a basic step to improving crop production and crop productivity.
You all have an initiative right now that is going on in Kenya termed Soil Doctor. Can you explain that and how successful is that program?
Soil Doctor is an initiative set up by one of our local partners called Crop Nutrition Laboratory Services. This is a partnership under the USAID-funded Kenya Horticulture Competitiveness Project, which was managed by FinTrack. And Crop Nutrition Laboratory Services is a private company that manages and provides a soil analysis service to farmers. And they specifically developed a service designed for smallholders called Soil Doctor. And they provided extension support in the rural areas in order to give feedback to farmers on the need for soil analysis, and they tailored a business package specifically designed to service the needs of rural smallholders in terms of soil analysis and fertilizer recommendations.
How successful is it?
In terms of the farm results, once farmers take the advice on correct fertilizer and also not just fertilizer, but one of the common areas that farmers have to address is to apply lime to their soil, because very often in many parts of Kenya, soil is too acidic for optimum crop growth. Once they've applied those recommendations, we've consistently seen farmers improve yields by anywhere between 40% to 150% within the first year, significantly improving their resulting crop income. So, in terms of the impact both on their bottom line and also on their farming sustainability, it's very significant. In terms of scale, the partnership with the Soil Doctor service provided by Crop Nutrition started in 2012, and it ran for just under 3 years. And initially, the level of soil sampling with smallholders was quite limited, less than 100 samples when we first started the partnership with the Soil Doctor service. By the end of the partnership, as of this month, April 2015, I just checked on the latest numbers, they had reached just under 8,000 smallholder farmers with samples. So we've seen tremendous growth in the uptake of the service by farmers who have to pay for it. So they have to commit their own funding. That's been very encouraging to see this growth from less than 200 to 8,000 in the space of 3 years.
Looking at the future, what are the long-term prospects of these soil education programs and long-term prospects of reaching farmers in other countries?
The long-term prospects, we are encouraged. The basic principle of these partnerships provided through the project was targeting private sector companies who are providing a service to smallholders available in the rural area. So the Soil Doctor service is still going on. In fact, it's continuing to grow, provided by the parent company. They want to see it reach a target of something like 5,000 samples per year, at which point they will start to see a recovery on their embedded investment. We also see that the benefits of the recommendations by farmers, they get those recommendations by text message and also by information provided in writing to their local agribusiness dealer in the next village or town. As word of mouth spreads on the yield benefits and on the long-term improvement to their farming prospects, we see an encouraging and accelerating trend in investment by farmers in soil analysis.